Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Yeah.
Praise you, Lord, and thank you so much for blessing us and being a wonderful blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. Oh, God. We want to thank you for just being the best guide that there is for us, and thank you for loving us enough to come here and bless us, to save us, and to return us home with you. And I remember on the cross when you said to your Heavenly Father, Jesus, you said, "Why have you forsaken me?" I mean, to get to that point, was such an incredible, scary, amazing moment in time, because you were always connected to your Father. But once you decided to take on the sins of the world, God had to let you go, because he can't coexist with sin. And you were like, "Hold on, where are you right now?" "Father, why have you forsaken me? Where are—" It's like, what is going on here? And that moment had to be so crazy for you. And so we're so grateful that you love us that much, that you took on the risk, not knowing what it was going to be like. But you said, "Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. Not mine, but yours." Even though you didn't want to do this. And you did it. And we're so blessed because of who you are. Thank you so much. Thank you for opening the floodgates of heaven and letting it rain and rain and rain and rain. Because that moment will always stand out in my mind. That moment was absolutely amazing. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our Lord. Thank you for being our Savior. Thank you for everything that you've done for us. We love you so much. Amen, amen, and amen. So guys, how are you? I hope you are well. Hope things are good for you. We are getting ready to do our show here today. And, you know, I wanted to open up the show and open the floodgates of heaven because that's exactly what happened when Jesus says, "Why have you forsaken me?" Man, oh man, what? Like, whoa. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Can you imagine always with your parents? You're, as a child, you're always with your parent, always, always. And then you guys go shopping one day, and then you look up, you're like, "Hey, where, Mom, Dad, where are you? I can't find you. Where are you?" And so, you know, you find yourself just going crazy because you can't find your parents. You can't find the ones who love you, the ones that have been raising you and feeding you and waking you up every single day and blessing you. And all of a sudden, they're gone. The whole world comes to a halt, right? You just go, wait. I was just so happy a second ago, running around, hiding, playing, and grabbing stuff and being the kid. And then all of a sudden, you are just gone. Like, whoa. And even as an adult, you know, when we can't find our parents, as they get older, we're like, "Hey, what's going on? What are you?" Your anxiety starts to build up. "Hey, I can't find my mom. Have you seen my mom? I don't know if she's not answering the phone." They says, "You know, we want to know, where is my dad? Anybody? My father is just out there somewhere. He said he was going to the store, but he has this thing, and I don't know if he kind of lost his way. Can you please help me?" You know, so we always have this. There's that connection. And Jesus had this amazing connection with his father, and for him to not be connected to his father at all, and abruptly, see, God didn't tell him that part. He didn't say, "When you do this, this is going to happen." And Jesus been praying to him constantly, constantly, constantly. Praying to his father every day. He takes those times, he goes out into the desert, and he prays to his father, "Father, Father, Father, I love you." And he reads the scriptures and go through all this. He's getting all the information he needs so that he can proceed with what his purpose was. What's your purpose? What is your purpose? What does God have you here for? Jesus, he went down the road of righteousness. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me." I mean, God, he walked them through the valley and the shadow of death. Jesus and God were right together, and then all of a sudden, there's no God. How does that? It's crazy. But anyway, I'm going to get off of this. I'm just saying, you know, that's our Lord. And he felt abandoned by his father. Father didn't abandon him. He just cannot coexist. And for his son to have done what he asked him to do, oh, how great it is. How beautiful it is. What an amazing moment. So, guys, we're going to get together. Got Dr. Gayla Massey. Let me see if she's here. She's. Let's see if I can get her. Uh-oh. Yeah, she's there, but something's wrong with her phone. And so your phone is making a lot of noise, so you're going to have to either hang up and call back in or but something's wrong with your line, sweetheart. So I'll play another song. I don't know what's going on where you are, but you need to fix that. All right? So, oh, now you're here. Let's see it. Let me see. Yeah, your phone is not doing well. It's not doing well. It's a mess. So, okay, so we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to have Dr. Gayla Massey read you a scripture that's really, really close to my heart, and what a blessing it is. And so, come on, guys. Let's get going here on Soul Eye Records Radio and know that God loves you, and he's awesome, and he's a miracle. Guys, we're gonna let's see if we got Gayla here now. Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
All right, great. So why don't you go ahead on, guys? She's gonna read scripture to you. So Gayla, you got the floor.
Well, hello everyone. So nice to be with you today. today I'm going to read from the book of John. And John was the one who really talked about the miracles that Jesus performed while he was here on earth. A miracle, defined as a wonderful thing, a great event which can be done only by God's help. Miracles are special signs to show God's power. So in the book of John, there's a story. It's about the first miracle, the wedding at Cana. John 2:1-12. 2 days later, there was a wedding in the town of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his followers were also invited to the wedding. When all the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "We have no more wine." Jesus answered, "Dear woman, why come to me? My time is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." In that place, there were 6 stone water jars that the Jews used in their washing ceremony. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled the jars to the top. Then he said to them, "Now take some out and give it to the master of the feast." So they took the water to the master. When he tasted it, the water had become wine. He did not know where the wine came from, but the servants who had brought the water knew. The master of the wedding called the bridegroom and said to him, "People always serve the best wine first. Later, after the guests have been drinking a while, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine to now." So in Cana of Galilee, Jesus did his first miracle. There he showed his glory, and his followers believed in him. What a beautiful way to show in John that Jesus can perform miracles. This was his first, but there would be many, many more to come. It was evidence that would lead people to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So John will present several of Jesus' miracles, but this first one is one that captures our hearts.
And where in the scriptures is this book?
As I said, it is in John. And I said that it was John 2:1-12.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, I should say 1-11.
You. 1-11. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And we're going to pray for you that you get better as well. I can hear the congestion in your voice. And so, Father, please heal my beautiful wife as she's struggling with this cold. Just bless her body and cleanse her out and get her ready for whatever it is that you would have her to do to bless your kingdom. Thank you so much in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, Kayla.
Amen, Father.
So thank you so much. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to go here now. All right, so guys, you know, this is the thing about what she just read. It is like, it's so crazy that Jesus, he is just trying to be a good son to his mother. Right, she invited him to a wedding where she's going to. This is a big wedding. It's a really important thing, and so he get his buddies and stuff. Hey guys, come on, we're gonna go up here. We're gonna go celebrate, go to this wedding. It's a great wedding, and we're gonna go in. And my mom, she invited us. So they all get together and they go and they get their seats and they're sitting there. And Jesus is sitting next to his mom, and you know, we don't really like sitting next to our moms. we're going to get our own little crowd over here or over there, and we're going to just hang out with our friends and, yeah, hey, mom, we'll wave at you. But he sat next to his mom. And so because he wanted to honor her around her friends, And they already knew about this thing about what he was doing, and they weren't so sure about it. It was like, he's up to something, yeah. And so, you know, but anyway, they respected him, and so as they're sitting there, and Jesus is sitting there with his mother, she pulls out the mom's card. Like, what are you talking about? I mean, she's like, I'm pulling out my mom's card on you. In other words, I'm going to tell you to do something, and you're going to do it. I'm the mother here. And she says, Jesus, my friends need wine. I need you to make some more wine. This is the worst thing that could happen at this kind of celebration, to not have enough wine to go around. And Jesus is like, Mother, this is not my time yet. I'm not ready for this. Is not right. And she's like, she completely, now just think about it. She avoided confrontation with her child. She told him what she wanted. And then after she told him what she wanted and he responded, it is not my time yet. Why are you doing this to me? It is not my time. She avoided what he said and said to the servants, listen to whatever he tells you to do. In other words, his mother had more faith in what Jesus could do than Jesus had in himself. Because he was thinking, this is not my time. I'm not doing it. And his mom was like, I'm not even going to argue with you about it. Have your mom ever done that to you? Like, no, you are going to school. I don't want to hear it. You are well. There's nothing wrong with you. You talking about you got a cold and you don't feel good or whatever the case is. No, you're going to school. And you go to school, you end up having a good day. You come back, and she goes, how you doing? You're like, huh, what happened? What are you talking about? Well, you weren't feeling good earlier. Oh, no, I'm fine. Everything's fine. See, moms know. They know their children. They know exactly what they can, you know, how much pressure to put on their child. And so Mary had to have been blessed by this. She's already blessed because she gave birth to Jesus through the Holy Spirit. But in addition, God had to put that on her heart, like, you tell him what to do. Instinctively, she just ignored him when he said, it's not my time yet. I mean, he could be like, I'm serious. It's not my time. Mom, don't. No, no, I can't. I'm not doing that. It's not my time. And when she did that and she ignored his response to her and told his friends, I need you to listen to and do whatever he tells you to do, they're like, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then they're looking at Jesus like, so what do you want? What do you want us to do? And he's like, can't believe she just did this to me. Okay. Just get the jugs of water. Get the jugs over there and fill them up with water. And so they fill them up with water. Right? They fill up the jugs of water and stuff. And then, and they go, okay, what do we do with this water? And they just take it over to the main person who's going to be serving. This is about him. So take it over to him. And then once, and give it to him and let him serve it. Let him taste it. And so they take all the jugs of water over and they give it to him. And so he's looking, he's like, okay. And so he sticks his vase in there, pours it up, and it still looks like water. But as he's pouring it into his cup, it turns into wine. And Jesus is simultaneously praying to his Father about this miracle. That connection, right? That connection. He's connected. He is connected to the highest. I mean, he is connected. And he made that connection. And that water turned into wine. And that man said, okay. And he tasted it. He's got to, you know, make sure everything is right before they serve it. And he tasted it. And he says, out of all, like what Gayla read to us, like, you know, how we have all this different stuff, this different wine, all this kind of stuff, but you saved the best wine for last. Now when you're making wine, it's a process. It's a long process making wine, and the longer you have it sitting there, the stronger, the better the wine is. But he did a miracle in 2 seconds flat, and it was the best wine ever because it was made by the best human ever. See, Jesus is such a miracle maker. He knows exactly what he has to do to bless us right where we are, because he is connected to the highest. He is connected to our Creator. He has a direct connect. And so when he talks to his Father, anything is possible. And so his mother said, do this, follow his lead, and walked away. Jesus says, okay, I guess I got to do it. I can't let my mom down. I got to do this. He said, I can't do it. It's not my time. He prayed to his heavenly Father as they were doing what he told them to do. And the miracle opened the doors. It happened. And so all things are possible in the mighty name of Jesus. But we have to believe it. We have to walk by faith, not by sight. It looked like water, but it turned into wine. Not only did it turn into wine, it turned into the best wine. It was amazing. How grateful you have to be blessed by the King of all kings. Jesus is Lord, and he will always be Lord. He's your Savior, and he will always be your Savior. He is mighty. He is so good, and we are so blessed to have him as our Savior. But make sure that we keep him as our Lord, because he wants to be Lord of your life, Lord of your decisions, Lord of everything. Let him in to your heart. And be blessed by God, because he loves you so much. Man, oh man, thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for your first miracle. Thank you for just doing what you did. Beautiful, and how wonderful, how beautiful. You are amazing, and there's nothing I could hold. Jesus, I will not hold back. You know everything about me. You know all my sins. You know everything that we've done. We all owe you, and we see what you've done for us, and we love you for it. We just ask you to continue to just love us and help us to walk the walk, Father. You know, you've done your part. So we're just praying that we could do our part. And you say, blessed are those who believe, who have not seen me. So thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, that right there statement is so big. That's so big. Because your own brother in Christ who is walking with you, the disciples, he was like, well, how could this be? What are you saying? And he says, you know, do I believe? I don't know. I, you know, and he's like, well, blessed are those who believe, who have not seen. That line right there is just so powerful, because It means everything. Like, you didn't get caught up in your disciple not believing you. What you did was you just jumped over that, and you took that negative and turned it into a positive and said, blessed are those who have not seen me, but yet they still believe. You were thinking about me. You were thinking about my friends. You were thinking about all of us that are living here today. Thank you. See, he did not get caught up in the drama, just like he did not get caught up in the drama about his mom. She said, do it, and he did it. Even though he said, it's not my time. She didn't get caught up in his drama. She just told them what to do. See, we got to be careful with the drama stuff, because that all that extra stuff, all the extra mayonnaise on the sandwich can just totally destroy the sandwich. We have to just have walk by faith and not by sight. We have to believe that God is our Redeemer and that he's got our back and that we are blessed right where we are. Trust him, for he loves you. He loves you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. We love you back, too. And we love everything that you do. You are a mighty, mighty King. And we love you. In Jesus' name.
My life is in the hands of the Lord.
nothing I hold on to, but I fix my eyes on the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, and I don't look to the right or left. I don't look to the right or left, but I fix my eyes on the author and finisher of my faith. Of my faith, Jesus, Jesus.
Guys, I just wanted to share how amazing that song is, first of all, right? And when he was singing, I give it all to you, God, trusting that you will make something beautiful out of me. That is exactly what Jesus did when God gave him the plan. That, you know, it's like, God, I don't want to do this. I don't want to die at 30 years old. I don't want to be crucified on the cross. I don't want to be beaten by people that are evil. I just don't want this. He says, but let your will be done and not mine. But I trust that you're going to make something beautiful out of me. And that's exactly what Jesus expects for us. Just give him a chance. Just give him your heart. Give him whatever it is that you're going through and allow him to make something beautiful out of you. But you've got to give it to him. You got to give it all. And it's so hard. It's hard for me. My wife is always in my case. What does God think about you? What does he think about what you're saying? How does you think he feel about how you're acting? I mean, she's always throwing it in my face. And I'm always going, I don't know. Because it's hard. Because we admit we are who we are. We have been made this way. We are determined to be the kings. And we are not. We are not the king. We are not the king. Jesus is our king. And he's the one that died for us so that we could live. And so we need to take this time, get down on our knees and say, Jesus, I love you. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for everything that you've done for me. I appreciate you. You are the king of all kings. And I give you my all. I give it all to you, Jesus. I give it all to you. You are so beautiful. And so, guys, trust that he will make something beautiful out of you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today here at Soul Light Records Radio. We do appreciate you, and we love you so much. And we're so grateful for all that you do. I'm going to have Dr. Gayla Massey come on now, and she's going to close us out in prayer. Dr. Gayla Massey, are you ready to close us out in prayer?
Yes, I'm right here, honey.
Okay, great. So you got it now.
Lord, we just want to thank you for that first miracle so long ago. We know your birth was a miracle, but the first miracle that you performed was that of turning the water into wine. And Lord, we want to thank you for the miracles that followed, all the miracles, including your resurrection, Lord. And we want to pray, Lord, for the miracles that you're performing in our lives in the present when we turn to you and ask you for help, ask you for something that we need and you supply. We thank you, Lord, for all of the miracles of the past and present. But, Lord, we really thank you for the miracle that is to come, the miracle of you coming back to us, coming back to take the whole world in a new place for those who have believed. We pray for that miracle of the future, that we are saved, that we are in your hands, and that we will be here to see the fulfillment of that miracle in the future. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us now, then, and in the beginning. Lord, but we most thank you for that miracle of the future. We thank you, Lord, for being here with us, past, present, and future. We ask you, Lord, to help us through our lives, that we do your will, that we follow your direction, follow your commandments. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We love you guys. Be blessed.
Get the bell!